Over the last couple of weeks in this election season, we have taken you deep into the minds of political operatives. First, the ad makers, then the opposition researchers, and today, the one job that could age you faster than being president of the United States, the campaign manager.
I'm Omar Khan, and I'm the campaign manager for Charlie Crist, running for governor of Florida.
Crist used to be the governor of Florida. He wants his old job back, but he has to beat the guy who is in the job now, Governor Rick Scott. The race is neck and neck, so you can imagine the pressure. This is Omar Khan's first time managing a campaign, and no surprise, he is relentlessly on message.
If you look at the early numbers, we feel we're on that path, but we've got to continue on that path, and if anyone's listening and you haven't voted in Florida, you need to, because we need everyone to vote to continue us on that path to making sure we are victorious.
Call it confidence, call it optimism. If you don't think you can win, you are probably in the wrong job.
You have to have somebody that has a real fire in their belly to win and is going to wake up every single day saying, how can I win today and how can I win tomorrow and what's our plan to win long term? And they're not going to settle for second place because second place in politics is losing.
That's Katie Packer Gage. She was the deputy campaign manager for Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign, and she's a founder of the Burning Glass Political Consulting Firm. Packer Gage is convinced that a great campaign manager is
somebody that can speak for the candidate if necessary and is somebody that can be really trusted to execute the campaign strategy and put together the campaign strategy and, you know, sort of starting from square one, you know, what are our assets? What are our liabilities? What are we going to put out there? What's the message we're trying to convey? What's the point of this campaign? And sort of working with the candidate to make sure that every single thing that you do every day is working towards that goal and delivering that message.
We believe in our future. We believe in ourselves. We believe the greatest days of America are ahead.
Believe in the America you built. Believe we can build it again.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
But building a message and staying on it is just part of being a campaign manager. Depending on the campaign, that same person might have to wear a lot of different hats, especially at the state level.
You know, if you're running a state house campaign, campaign manager might be everything. It's the person that's answering the phones. It's the person that's talking to the media. It's the person that's handling campaign compliance.
It's managing a huge amount of individuals. And at times it can be a very unpleasant task because your job is to, you know, say no or make the tough decision. So you end up being bad guy a lot. In this role, the buck stops with you.
With that responsibility comes a lot of power. And Katie Packer Gage says it's important that such power should only be used for good.
It's important to maintain your integrity. It can be very easy in politics to try to please everybody and to make everybody happy. And I think you have to sort of know, you know, your compass and follow your compass and not get swayed by that.
And while these campaign managers might be guided by their moral compass, they are ruled by their smartphones. The work fills every corner of their lives.
At the beginning, I was able to go home every weekend. By Labor Day of 2011, it was every other weekend. By Thanksgiving, it wasn't at all. And it was very disruptive personally. It's completely all-consuming. And then on election night, comes screeching to a halt.
You know, there's a lot of sacrifices, not just time, but personal, professional. It is a very time-consuming job. But I'm very lucky to be where, you know, it's not a job for me. It's something I enjoy doing and wake up every morning wanting to do it more and go to bed every night trying to figure out how I can do it better.
Time goes by so slowly.
And what's Omar Khan been thinking about on those sleepless nights?
Where do you put the resources? Do you put them on TV? Do you put them on field? How do you spend them? How much do you spend? How you control the budget, right?
But at this point, those decisions have been made. With close to 48 hours until Election Day, Omar's team, like many around the country, is focused on getting out the vote.
And, you know, if you look at 4 years ago, this race was lost by 61,000 votes. And learning all those lessons, you could say turnout was a factor in that. If we had 1% more of a vote share in the African-American population, you could argue that Rick Scott would not be the governor today. So one of the first strategic decisions I think we had to make was to not go up on TV until very late and to hold for the first 4 months and take an onslaught of TV, but to instead build in our fuel program and build in that turnout operation.
Even if Omar Khan gets the turnout he wants, Katie Packer Gage warns that you never really know what's going to happen until the last vote is counted.
At a certain point, I believed we were going to win. Right up until about halfway through Election Day, I believed we were going to win. It was a huge, huge disappointment, and I'd be lying if I said otherwise.
I so wish that I had been able to fulfill your hopes to lead the country in a different direction, but the nation chose another leader, and so Ann and I join with you to earnestly pray for him and for this great nation.
The downfall is this job, you know, the highs are high, the lows are low. And so, to me, the amount of personal sacrifice and just blood, sweat, and tears you put into a role like this is definitely worth it, regardless of the outcome, when you believe in it.
Because once you do this job, especially at the highest level, like Katie did, you never really stop believing.
There was a real depression, I think, that set in for me and with others that I've spoken to over the fact that we just really felt like the American people got it wrong. And that they were going to rue the day, and I think they are ruing the day now, that they hadn't elected a guy that we really felt was of impeccable character, was incredibly gifted, and would have been an outstanding president. And we were just sorry.
Not only do top campaign managers like Katie Packer Gage never stop believing, they never really quit.
It's a little bit like a drug, and I can't say I wouldn't go back to it.
On Tuesday night, starting at 7 p.m., you can follow NPR's election coverage on your TV, mobile device, laptop, social media, you name it. Just go to npr.org/electionparty to learn more.